Coach, the big addition today of Carter Rigby from Kelowna. Talk about how that came about.
Well, we've been, our top six. We've been, even from the summer, we've really identified that we had a top five, and hopefully internally we could probably get a top six. If that does happen, it's still going to be good for us. But we really, thought we were looking, for the summer. We were looking at the start of the season, and it was breaking down. Calgary had some good overages that that moved on, and we had talked about the Kelowna guys, and so they had to make a decision, and we're happy to make a trade for him.
So why was he the guy that you wanted, and why do you feel like he's a good fit for you?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons he's a good fit. He's coming from a winning organization. He's a big body that can really shoot. He's not afraid to get in there and muck it up, which, our identity and how we play, we really like that. And I think it's a great opportunity for him. He's going to jump right into our top six. He's a player that plays with a lot of passion, plays with a lot of fire. He's got a personality, a real outgoing personality that we think can really fit into our group.
Nice to have a big body like that, too, at 225 pounds. Somebody who's a trigger man to work with some guys who generate some puck plays for him.
Well, we hope it's going to be a good fit. And it's always different coming from another team, and you got to fit into the system. But it's, we were happy. He's not going to be here tonight. He's going to be in the lineup tomorrow night. And we know what, with that veteran presence and as heavy as he is, and he can get in. And when he gets a hold of you and gets in on the forecheck, he can really make you pay. And he can also really shoot the puck. So we're hoping he's a good fit.
Was he someone you've been targeting for a while?
Well, we've been targeting, all the overage situation. We've been going over it, and we didn't know if he was going to be available. And they certainly didn't want to get rid of him, but you have to make that decision. Those tough decisions are hard to make.
Well, certainly he showed himself well against you guys earlier this week with the two goals.
Yeah, he sure didn't hurt himself there. And, that's the type of player. He plays point in the power play. He's got a heavy shot. Whether he does that here or not, I'm not sure. That's one thing that's not a problem with us right now is our power play and our special teams. It's our 5-on-5 scoring, which we're sure that he can help it.
Now you've got five overage players. How quickly do you expect you'll make a decision on what to do with that?
Well, hopefully we can get somebody that has interest in our other guys, and hopefully we can keep them in the league. And like I say, this is the worst part, these 20-year-old situations, and when you have a 20-year-old on your team, it's somebody that you really care about and you really like that have really done their part in your organization, whether it's this year, the year, years before, a lot of years before. So, hopefully we can, and if we can't, then we just have to move on.
Certainly yesterday you expressed your disappointment with how the guys played against Kelowna, but optimism about how you guys played in the games before that on the trip. What was sort of the message to the group this week, and what are some areas you've been focusing on heading into this weekend?
Well, we've, first and foremost is we have to get some rest. But by no means is that any excuse on how we played. And, the guys know that. We've talked about it. Hopefully we've addressed it, and it won't happen again, whether you're a tired hockey club or not. You still have to go out there and play and play to win. And if you don't win, sometimes that's fine. But the way we lost the other night in Kelowna was unacceptable.
You've got Kootenay coming in, a team that every year is in the mix for a playoff position. What do you expect from this matchup?
Well, they got some real good firepower. They're trying to find their way right now, and they're on a little bit of a skid, but that doesn't affect me at all. They're going to come out. They're going to play hard. They got Deshano, who's one of the best offensive, if not the best offensive player in the league, and he can beat you by himself. And they're really well coached. Ryan McGill is a good friend of mine. I know how he coaches. He gets the best out of his team, and it's going to be a tough battle for us.
Is it important with a team playing a 3-3 like this to try to hit them early and wear them down?
Well, we want to come out and we want to worry about ourselves, and we want to, you want to get pucks deep, you want to make them work, and you just don't want to throw the puck in if you have it. You want to have the puck to make them work to take it away from you, and that's what's going to be taxing on them.
I saw Cole Johnson in warm-up gear, I guess. Is he going to be in today?
Yeah, it's going to be his first game, so hopefully he'll bring us a lot of energy. He's really excited for his, as every kid should be, for their opening game.
What kind of player is he for Bronco fans who didn't get to see preseason?
Well, he's a little bit of everything. He's a real aggressive player, likes to get in there, likes to hit, and he's got a real good shot and can score, and I'm not putting any of that pressure on him. We want him to go out there. He's a 16-year-old kid that's got to feel his way right now, and he's got to get out there, get a few shifts under his belt, and feel the speed himself.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That's Broncos coach and general manager Mark Lamb. Big trade today. Carter Rigby added from the Kelowna Rockets. Won't be in the lineup, though. We'll see him tomorrow when the Broncos take on Tri-City. Tonight, it's the Kootenai Ice, and that's next on the Eagle 94.1.